All right. So today's episode is a tough one, guys. Let's be real for a second. I'll get real. This is a room with four music nerds and one guy that loves Halloween.
Are we not getting an intro here? Or
and I will. I will. Right, I will.
Getting serious first.
So we feel like we have to. It's the biggest holiday of the year. This is a Christmas episode. And the problem is that Christmas music sucks.
A lot.
Hi, welcome to Sock Monkey Sound. My name is Brandon Lutmer.
My name is Jim Copeland.
I'm Steve Olson.
Ryan Burritt.
Yes, I'm Scott Ford.
Does anybody here actually like Christmas music?
There is some that is really good.
That last year, didn't we do a Christmas music that sucks and music that was good? We split it up into two episodes last year.
But the Christmas songs that are good are so hard to find.
I only know one Christmas song.
I mean, it's very...
Don't play it. You have a good pick this year.
I could maybe put together a CD of Christmas songs that I actually really
and
enjoy.
And so I could too.
You could also go to Walmart and just buy one and then throw it away.
I still have a compilation I made last year of Christmas songs that don't totally bite. But
have you ever made a Christmas compilation CD, Steve?
No.
Will you make me one?
Sure. That's your Christmas present, Scott.
Here it is. It's called Xmas Card.
Hot Christmas.
And we played some of these songs last year, so don't think I'm going to play very many.
I will give Brandon my playlist too to put on Spotify.
What are we doing?
Is there anything
Christmas
good?
So I'm going to play. We're not splitting it up this year. We're just doing one Christmas episode. So it's going to have some shitty songs, some decent ones, I guess. I'm going to pick one that I kind of like. I'm avoiding. So nothing that I pick is going to be like a traditional Christmas song. Is anybody picking like an actual, like, I don't know,
traditional Christmas song?
I was going to until I thought of that other one.
Okay. Yeah. Like,
are you
probably
picking
not?
No, I'm not. I'm picking up a song that is about Christmas, but it's kind of emo.
Should I play? Can I pick a traditional one to get it out of the way, and then we can all just pick bullshit?
Sure. Okay, sure.
Okay. let me find the name of it.
Merry Bullshit.
I'll find one.
Merry Bullshit.
I work retail. Well, I'm just going to take these headphones
off. No, I got one.
Off.
I got one. Johnny Mathis.
Oh, God. Ooh.
Do You Hear What I Hear?
Yeah.
Okay.
Headphones coming off.
Oh, that's from Gremlins, by the way. That's the only reason I know
that song. Oh, nice. Nice. One of the greatest Christmas movies ever.
Agreed.
Okay. Do you hear what I hear? Do you hear what I hear? Said the night wind to the little lamb. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Way up in the sky, little lamb. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
A star, dancing in the night with a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy. Hear what I hear, ringing through the sky, shepherd boy. Do you hear what I hear? A song, high above the tree, with a voice as big as the sea. With a voice as big as the sea. The shepherd boy to the mighty king. Do you know what I know? In your palace, warm, mighty king. Do you know what I know? A child shivers in the cold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Said the king to the people everywhere, listen to what I say. Pray for peace.
these people everywhere. Listen to what I say. The child sleeping in the night, he will bring us goodness and light.
Talking about Gremlins.
We've
here.
Trailed off and knew about how Chip said that Gremlins 2, the new batch, was a little campy. Thank you for noticing that, Scott. Yeah, that was great.
Well, I'm Captain Obvious, I guess. So
just a little campy.
Just a little.
When Gizmo's dressed up like Rambo shooting a flaming match out of a bow and arrow.
It's not a match, it's a pencil with whiteout on the end.
Oh, Jesus.
I've seen that movie a lot.
Okay. So, Christmas songs. I'm going to play a song by... I'm going to play an emo song about Christmas.
Of course you are.
Well, we don't have to just, like, play songs. We can, like, what's your favorite Christmas movie?
Ooh, yeah.
Man, I don't know.
Christmas Vacation.
Die Hard.
I watched it 8 times the other day.
Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Yeah.
Chip?
Christmas movie?
Yeah. Like, or movie that you have to watch in the winter, like, during this time of year, I guess.
Well, my pick actually comes from like a movie that when I was a kid we always watched, and it's a Christmas Carol. It's a specific Muppet Christmas Carol version. No, it's called Scrooge, and it has Albert Finney as Ebenezer Scrooge.
What you're talking about
Scrooge. So that's gonna be my pick. It's a song from that movie. It's called "Thank You Very Much."
There you go.
And Albert Finney's not singing it. But it's for some reason it's like 1970 musical movie goodness.
Who's singing this?
So who sings Bill Murray from the movie Scrooged.
I don't know.
What's the name of this song?
Every
it's
time a
thank
bell
you
rings.
Very much. It almost sounds like a Monty Python song, actually.
All right, here's "Thank You Very Much" by Dominic Hauser and Jim Tonkins from Scrooge.
My favorite Christmas duo.
Music something.
On behalf of all the people who have assembled here, I would merely like to mention, if I may, that our unanimous attitude is one of lasting gratitude for what our friend has done for us today. And therefore, I would simply like to say, thank you very much. Thank you very much. That's the nicest thing that anyone's ever done for me. I'm ace and double dutch, but my delight is such, I feel as if a losing war's been won for me. And if I had a flag, I'd hang me flag out to add a sort of final victory touch. But since I left me flag at home, I'll simply have to say thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That's the nicest thing that anyone's ever done for me. It sounds a bit bizarre, but things the way they are, I feel as if another life's begun for me. And if I had a cannon, I would fire. Celebration touch. But since I left me Canada, I simply have to say thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very, very, very much. But it's a jolly good fellow. But it's a jolly good fellow. But it's a jolly good fellow. And so, so you're the man. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
That's the nicest thing that anyone's ever done for me. It is an every day. Good fortune comes me way. I never thought the future would be fun for me. And if I had a bugle, I would blow it to wear a sort of as your father's touch. Thank you very much, that's the nicest thing that anyone's ever done for me. The future looks all right, in fact it looks so bright, I feel as if they're polishing the sun for me. And if I had a drum, I'd have to bang it, to add a sort of rat-a-tat-a-tat. But since I left me drummer at all, I simply have to sigh.
I'm gonna be real. I kind of like that, Chip.
It was. Yeah. I just pictured Chip though, like waking up Christmas morning, like in his PJs, like little Chip.
Not even running down not even PJs, like singing, a little nightshirt.
Singing thank you, man.
With the little tasseled hat.
Well,
a nightcap.
The scene in that movie is like you know.
That's
when, you know when there's the Ghost of Christmas Past, or no, Ghost of Christmas Future, okay. is showing him. You know, this is you know the future, and it's like. He doesn't know yet that he's
spoiler
died.
Alert.
Yes.
Thanks. Yeah, no Never problem. Heard of it.
Spoiler alert for,
for a Christmas carol?
For a Christmas carol.
Jeez, Charles Dickens.
Next you're going to tell me there's no Santa.
Yeah. Well, anyways, like, you know, so the Undertaker is ripping out, like, you know, all the debts that people owe Scrooge. So everyone, it's thank you very much for dying, pretty much, is essentially what that is.
Okay.
It's kind of bleak, but, you know, hey. It's fun.
It's fun.
It's kind of bleak, but it's fun.
That sounds like something I would.
Are you recording yet?
All right.
We're back. Hey, if there was a weird break there, guys, Steve.
Peter freaked out.
Peter freaked out. Steve was touching a dongle.
Steve did something with a dongle. I don't know.
Did you touch the dongle?
Yeah, I touched it.
Good playing with your dongle.
Can I pick a song?
Good play with your dinghy. I watched Tommy Boy recently.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Like everything that I thought was funny when I was a kid is not that funny, but there's so many small things that are fucking hilarious in it now.
Black Sheep still holds up.
Oh, yeah.
Still.
This in the same way, I would
yeah.
say.
They're kind of the same movie, just different jokes.
Like, all like the big gags are just like, yeah, whatever. But it's just like the subtle shit of like Chris Farley and David Spade playing off each other is actually hilarious. Anyway, back to Christmas.
Who's
so my pick is Ray Charles, The Spirit of Christmas.
Hmm. You know, you've picked Ray Charles a few times, and I'm not complaining, Steve.
Well, there you go.
The Spirit of Christmas by Ray Charles. I'm going to look it up.
Do it.
Here it is.
Christmas is the time of year for being with the ones we love. Sharing so much joy and cheer. What a wonderful feeling. Watching the ones we love. Having so much fun. I was sitting by the fireside. Taking a walk through the snow, listening to a children's choir, singing songs way that he came to all us. Why can't it remain? Oh, all through the year, each day the same. That's what I want to hear. It's truly amazing that spirit of Christmas.
I don't know if this is Jamie Foxx or Ray Charles.
It was Ray Charles with the Spirit of Christmas. Yeah,
I thought it was Jamie Foxx.
I want Ray Charles to sing at your funeral, Steve.
I hope he does.
We can get on that. That'd be great.
It's hologram Ray Charles at Steve's funeral.
So Scott Christmas. Ford is picked. Oh, Steve is picked.
No, I didn't really pick. I just picked a bullshit Christmas song. I got a better pick.
Okay, so Steve is picked and Chip is picked. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to play my song. Hand me the chord, Scott.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna make this a little more modern. I'm gonna make it a little more emo. I'm gonna play the song "Splitting Up Christmas" by Kevin Devine.
Oh, that's good.
It's on my Christmas playlist that I made because I
don't have anything better to do on a Sunday morning.
It's looks
probably,
good.
Probably
beautiful.
Like 2 o'clock in the morning.
A lot of sap.
This is Splitting Up Kisses by Kevin Devine off of Make the Clocks Move.
Mm-hmm. winged shards on my floor. I drag my feet to the shower and I hear someone singing. I keep the lights off while the water gets warm. Now I knot up my tie and toss books in a school bag to keep my priorities straight, so I can sleepwalk through work like an outpatient program. I don't buy, but get through anyway. And at some point I'll call you and tell you I miss you, and you are the point of my days. And my face will get flushed and my throat will choke up when you tell me that you feel the same. So I have been thinking of splitting up Christmas to see everyone I'd like to see. And you're first on that list, you're the lotto I hit, you're the star at the top of the tree. You're the star at the top of the tree. Christmas to see everyone I'd like to see. And you're first on that list, you're the lotto I hit, you're the star at the top of the tree. And I have been feeling this good for a reason, my friends and my family. Yeah, you are my backbone, you keep me balanced and settled, and I'm in debt to you all endlessly. Yeah, I'm in debt to you all endlessly. So tonight I will call you and try to say thank you for being the sun on my face. I know the world's almost over, but you make it seem better, and I hope for you I do the same.
Okay, first of all, that barely had a Christmas tie-in.
He says it again in the chorus.
It had sleigh bells in it, we'll give it that.
Sleigh bells.
That's why I'm picking Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots. Talking Heads is my Talking Heads.
By the Talking Heads loser.
Whatever.
That would be a good
version. I like Kevin Devine. We've interviewed him multiple times for this show as well.
Yeah, yeah. A couple times.
We played with him a couple times.
Yeah. There's a great picture of you with him, actually.
Yes, I remember that. I told him, I went up to him and I was like, hey, just pretend that I told you a fucking hilarious joke and hold it. And then I was like, and I took a picture of him. I did that with multiple people.
I got a Christmas
pretend
song.
You're my friend.
I got a Christmas song. We tried to play this last year and we couldn't find it, but I found it.
I love this too. I tried to put this on my Christmas mix.
This is the Blue Meanies.
I love the Blue Meanies. I just purchased Full Throttle off of some dude in Japan.
Did you ever go to the Christmas shows?
Yes.
What? I wish that was a thing.
I fucking love this band. This band describes itself as punk, ska, jazz, polka, mayhem.
Yeah.
Tight.
Anyways, the Blue Meanies, and the song is The Grinch.
This is off the Pigs. Like, it's a rarities compilation that they put out.
As a cat.
That was The Grinch by the Blue Meanies.
Yeah, dude.
I know we've played the Blue Meanies before. That was my pick for the ska episode.
Yeah, I think I played Smash the Magnavox.
I think maybe you did too. I think maybe you did it for Chicago bands.
Oh, yeah.
The horn section of that band fucking rips. No, they're so good. Dude. That band is so amazing. Like, that's one, because I remember Whipple was here. We did the ska episode, and he hates ska completely. I remember playing that for him. He was like, actually, like, all right, that's pretty fucking good. Like, yeah, that band rules.
No, there was one, the Blue Meanies song that you played that I ended up really liking.
Yeah, it was off that whole record, dude. It's called Full Throttle. Yeah, the whole record's really great.
All right, so anybody else got any more?
Ryan Burt has one.
I don't know if it's any good or not, but it'll be funny, I'm sure.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Because I don't like Christmas, so.
Here's the thing. Does anybody here? I like Christmas as a holiday. I get to see all my friends. Everybody's having parties. We can dress up. I'm into that whole thing. I love buying gifts for people.
Okay.
I bought you a gift for Halloween.
I prefer that.
Yeah. So I'm not getting you one for Christmas.
That's fine.
Does anybody here hate Christmas as a holiday besides Ryan Burt?
No.
No?
Scott?
No, I don't hate it.
You just don't care.
So here's the thing, okay? I have this tradition at work where the day after Thanksgiving, I play Christmas Vacation on a loop until Christmas Day.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. And so I did the math the other day, and I think it was like between 6 or 7 times a day that movie can play, because it's like 102 minutes long in my shift, you know, over the how many days between Thanksgiving and Christmas times the like 15 years I've done this. And I think I've seen that movie almost 3,000 times.
Wow. There's no movie in the world that's that good.
Which is why 24 hours a day, every day of my life, the song that I will hang myself to is Melakalikilaka.
Which you played last year on the good music Christmas music episode and the bad Christmas episode.
It was going to be my pick this year.
Thank you for avoiding that.
I hear that song twice a day.
So everybody picked, right?
Yeah.
Let's just leave with this one. Have a Merry Christmas, despite us being a bunch of bah humbug Scrooges about
curmudgeons.
Christmas music. Because a lot of people love Christmas music. I think the people that really love Christmas music, man, I almost,
aren't dead inside. They're psychopaths.
I want to meet somebody. I want to meet somebody that listens to Christmas music.
Yeah, never
year-round.
Worked retail.
If I didn't make fun of my mother, she would. I also almost call people that love Christmas music lame, but I get it. It's not, you love it for the what it means for the time of year and all that, and it's really good. But do people actually like love Christmas music like year round? That like,
they're the ones that never worked retail or in a restaurant.
That's exactly
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Where,
yeah. yeah,
where
that's
it was exactly. going nonstop, yep. and everybody in this room has done it, and that's why we hate it. Thank you.
I worked at Media it's Play, true. And they had Mannheim Steamroller, or whatever bullshit it is.
Get the fuck out of here, all
on,
you
like,
guys!
An 8-hour loop.
Barnes and Noble.
I worked. I was about to say, Steve. Me and Steve worked at Barnes and Noble.
When that Josh Groban record came out, dude, I could. I'll burn the house down.
And I remember counting one day of how many I heard. In one shift, like a 6-hour shift, I heard 10 different versions of Little Drummer Boy.
God.
Yeah.
And that song is the worst.
Go back and listen to last year's Christmas episode.
When someone played the Justin Bieber Little Drummer Boy.
Yeah.
Can we just close with David Bowie Little Drummer Boy?
Ryan Burt was going to pick that.
I was, but I have a different pick because it'll be funnier.
So we'll play Ryan Burt's pick and then just play David Bowie Little Drummer Boy.
I'll just play
it. Is
it
50 Cent's Little Drummer Boy?
No, this is MXPX Christmas Night of the Living Dead.
We're also going in blind because we've never heard this song. Hey, have a Merry Christmas. We love you guys. Ignore us. If you're related to me, buy me a record for Christmas. Thanks.
Why are you waiting? Gifts we bring, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum. Peace on earth, can it be? And years from now, perhaps we'll see. Our finest gifts we bring, of glory.
Like what you heard, you can find us at Sock Monkey Sound on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Please leave us an iTunes review or a comment on our SoundCloud page. That helps us a little more than you realize. If you want to look up what we're currently listening to, you can search for Sock Monkey Sound on Spotify. There you can find past playlists for all of our previous episodes as well. If you have any comments, questions, or recommendations for episodes, leave us a comment on our Facebook. And if you have a complaint, send it to sockmonkeysound@gmail.com because only Chip checks that. We love you. Bye.